It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live lives a little different from our own. The last time we visited with Kansas City, Missouri police officer Nicole Wright, she had been in an altercation in which she suffered a concussion while taking down a suspect. She was still able to subdue that suspect. And Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you.
What happened to that guy?
Well, while I was on vacation, my coworker that was also on the call with me.
Vacation from, you had to be off because you had a concussion, right? You call it vacation, but you were banged up.
Yes. But yes, recently, a couple of weeks ago, I was on vacation, and my coworker that was also on the call with me that also suffered a concussion sent me a text message, let me know that he was notified that the individual was sentenced to 9 years.
How badly were you injured in that thing?
The doctor said I suffered a slight concussion.
What's that like? I never had a, well, I guess I had a concussion probably once playing high school football, but what was it like for you?
Well, once the adrenaline died down and I returned home, that's when I, you know, started having the headaches and not going to sleep, you know, and things of that such. But at the time that it happened, I didn't even realize that I had suffered one.
Hey, when you heard the suspect had been given 9 years in prison, how did you react to that? I mean, were you happy that the guy had it coming to him?
I was very pleased and very surprised at the same time, being that the county that we're in, Jackson County, that they was able to give him that amount of time.
Yeah, and you felt that was probably justified.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay. For several years now, you've been working at the NAACP National Convention, sometimes outside of Kansas City, specifically to provide security for the organization's chair, Rosalind M. Brock. Tell us how that started and why you continue to do that.
Yes, the convention was here in 2010 in Kansas City, Missouri. And when it was here, I was assigned on special assignment to work the detail security with her. And I was assigned to her specifically. And during that time, we established a good rapport with one another. And she was very pleased with the service that I provided with her. And so from that point on, she notified the head security and said that, you know, from now on, I would like for her to come and work for me, you know, every year.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yes.
So you do it once a year then?
I do it. Well, actually, I do it twice a year. Mm-hmm. In May, she has her leadership conference that she has usually in Florida. And then I do the national convention that's usually in July.
And what's involved in doing something like that? What do you have to do?
With the national convention and with the leadership convention, they have a security team, security detail. And they have different individuals assigned to some of the principals, which is like the president and the vice president and her as a chairman. But then you also have other security that's for the main areas of the convention, like the luncheons and things of that such. But primarily what I do, I'm her personal security.
Yeah. I was really struck at this year's convention, which was down in Orlando. When that was going on, the verdict in the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case came down. What was the reaction when the news reached the convention, and how did that affect the work you were doing down there?
It was quite interesting because the mood of it was like we were literally 30 miles away from there, so like we were nearby. And the family, prior to the verdict coming out, prior to anything like that, requested that no protests, no major gatherings from the convention be held there in Sanford, because Sanford's really not a big city.
Mm-hmm.
So they requested that we just stand by and just support them from afar. And we kept in tune with the verdict and the trial throughout that. And when that night came and when the verdict came in, the move was very somber. A lot of people felt defeated and hurt.
Mm-hmm. Did it increase your security concerns looking after the head of the NAACP?
That did become a concern just for the whole convention as a whole. But with every convention, they have local municipality police and stuff like that in place that assist us. But we were, you know, abreast of everything and just kept our...
Yeah. We're visiting with Kansas City, Missouri police officer Nicole Wright. So, Nicole, when you came back home in the aftermath of the verdict in the Trayvon Martin case, what did you sense on the streets of Kansas City and in the mood in the community? Were people tuned into it? Were they not tuned into it? What did you come up with?
I would say the citizens were very tuned in. And what I experienced personally on different calls that I would respond to, when the suspect's being arrested for a particular crime or a warrant that they had, They will call out that I'm treating them like Trayvon. Don't do them like Trayvon. You know, I'm being treated like this and that. And, you know, Zimmerman got away with it and, you know, and
so
be
people
very
were nervous then?
They were not necessarily nervous, but they were just playing the victim as if they were Trayvon. But had their situations had nothing to do with that. And I totally empathize with the trial of Trayvon Martin. But whereas with the people that I was arresting, that I didn't feel that it was necessary or worthwhile for them to sit there and say that the Trayvon Martin was anything like that, what they were going through.
Did you sense anything on the east side in town, people more suspicious of authority, more suspicious of police, as if they viewed this verdict as something that was just something that shouldn't have happened?
They felt that with the verdict that it was like another person getting free that was guilty of a crime. And then they felt that with that, it's just like everyday life that the police is harassing them. The police is just out to get them and we're their enemy, whereas not their friend.
So it added to the suspicions.
It added
on
to that. Yes.
And you guys already have lots of problems with people being too suspicious of what police
Indeed.
Are up to begin with. Right.
Yes.
And how does that play out every day? They don't trust your motives a lot of times.
It tests your patience and it tests, you know, your faith. But as local officers, we have to maintain that, you know, we're here to do our job. We're not here to be against the citizens. We're here to work with the citizens as well. We have citizens. We have families, you know, that we have to go back home to. Mm-hmm. And we're just here to help at the end of the day. We're not here to, you know, be the enemy.
Okay. Well, Nicole Wright, Officer Nicole Wright, she's with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Always good to have you here. Thanks
for
coming in.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's one more chapter in our ongoing series called 90 Mile View. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Freshly sharpened pencils, new notebooks, and teen hormones are in the air as Kansas City area students prepare to go back to school. Tomorrow on the show, psychologist Wes Crenshaw is back to talk about the teen dating culture. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.